This is the 630 Chad Elks Report.
Dave Campbell is your Edmonton Elks color commentator right here on 630 Chad. Just a couple of days away till game day. Dave checking in this afternoon. Hey, friend.
Hello.
All right. Kenny Lawler practiced today, so that was good news.
He did, yes, and looked pretty good from my eyes. And you know, there's a couple moments where I know he dropped the pass, which is rare for Kenny Lawler. I mean, Kenny's usually pretty sticky with the mitts. And, you know, conditioning is a bit of an issue as well because he's been off for a while. But here's Chris Jones on the update on Kenny Lawler and for Saturday.
He looked better. Again, I felt like earlier in the week that as the practice wore on that, you know, conditioning was an issue. But, I mean, he was full speed today the entire day and caught the football. So that's a good thing.
So what's the next process into determining whether he's good to go for Saturday?
We'll see if he shows back up tomorrow and there's no kind of, you know, issue with him. Don't feel like there will be. But, again, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch.
So that's the there you go. Don't count the chickens before they hatch. But you know, I mean, he's been practicing full out for 3 days, and if you go back to Saturday, that was the day A. He was also full out with the first team offense, and it's pretty enticing just the way Dylan Mitchell has been playing, the way Jalen Marshall has been playing. I think we can see a little more out of him, but he definitely has the potential. It's going to push Kyle Oxley out of the starting receiving group. So, and he's, you know, his status is up in the air for Saturday as well. He didn't play last game in Regina because of the shoulder issue he had on September 16th. And also good news on the defensive side, Ed Gainey, who had an ankle issue on Saturday, didn't practice yesterday. He was on the field in the starting defense. And Jake Ceresna, their leading sacker with 8 along that defensive line, didn't practice yesterday with a calf issue. Well, he practiced full out today, so he should be good to go. So,
okay.
But getting Kenny Lawler back definitely... Let's put it this way. The opposing defense, which will be the Montreal Alouettes, will definitely get their attention for sure.
Yeah. All right. All right. We'll check in again tomorrow. Thanks, Dave.
We will. Thanks, Jalen.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.